Shir Mishnayos Mikvalos Shir Yud Zayin, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Chovav Adarei Tamishim Ha'itov Shem Mem Hei, March 19, 1985, on Tuesday, continued.
In different places, water. In different places. And you want to be mitzarev there, so we say, if it's mitzin katav fes, so in a chibur. But if you have a jet of water in one place, so then you cannot say nitzek v'katafras in the chibur. You don't have to mitzarev water from different mekanes. It's in one place. So the only reason as to why you cannot be taken in that jet of water is because you're not taking the abe, but not because nitzek v'katafras in the chibur. Because the deceptive deals with the case where that single jet of water has been solved. So the only reason as to why you cannot be taken is because you're taking the abe. Then, but during the keeping, shall we eat it? Killing the keep as a god, dying the lyrics was a shuwasu kikite, who fell based the whole mice. Now we have the rush and Mishnah. And Mishnah, the rush and Mishnah, is a very, very important rush. Very, every rush is important. But this rush is one of the most basic rushing points. Now we have to go over every word in the Rashi here very carefully. Now, we went over the Mishnah. The Mishnah with the Rambam. But let me just before, just to refresh, I mean, very quickly. Hasheki Shebisawa. Sheki Shebisawa means you have rock, and in the rock you hollowed out a biskino. You hollowed out a biskino in the rock. So it's a killer. But it was hollowed out in natural rock. You see, natural rock. So maybe it does not have a shentil, because in Chubea it does not have a shentil. Only the Tolosh it can have a shentil. Certainly hockey cake, yeah. I mean, covering is a hockey cake. Yeah, it's a hockey cake. So Hasheki Shebisela, Hasheki Shebisela. So you just hollowed out a teich in Iraq, in the natural rock, some of the leaders of the mission table, bowing them up, so you cannot fill it up with mayim chayim to be used for mechatos, because the Torah says that was the parsha's spot, that was Redless Shabbos, that you have to be malay kelim with mayim chayim. This is not a kelim. It's a mechubet rock that was hollowed out. The catching ball, you cannot put the ephapor in it. You have to put the ephapor in the kelet. This is not the kelet. The invasion manner, you cannot sprinkle the mechatos from this hollow out rack, because you have to be invasion, you have to sprinkle from the kelet. Then it's not from the person. Then it's not from the person. There is a aloha that if you have an ila mess, let's say a room in which there is a mess, and then you have it with hands. So everything that is contained in the kukharas, even if the kukharas is covered, even if it's covered, so becomes something. Suppose you have bananas in the kukharas, and the kukharas is kept in a room in which there is a mess, let's say in chapel, the funeral chapel. So the bananas become tummy, even though the kukharas is covered. But suppose it's covered a very tight lid, so and there are no cracks open very tightly. It's a puzzle. That's called it's a puzzle. If there are any minute cracks, so then it's not it's a puzzle. But if it's tightly covered with a lid without any cracks whatsoever, without any holes and cracks, nothing, you couldn't push through a needle, you know, through the lid, you know. So then it protects everything that is contained in the kuchas. It doesn't become dumb. It doesn't become dumb. So that applies to a kuchas, some of us. But to mechuber, suppose you have, let's say, two bears adjacent to each other, and then one bear is covered, but there are certain cracks in the cover of the bear, but less than Pesach Tetrah. And the other bear adjacent to it has a kezayis names and is completely open. So since the adjacent bear that has eichul mashkin in it is covered, even though there are cracks, not tightly covered, so the tumah from one adjacent bear does not pass to the other adjacent bear, the other adjoining bear, unless there is a Pesach Tetrah. There is a Pesach Tetrah. In other words, suppose, now let's say, in a chapel, in one room you have a mess, and then you have an adjoining room, and the door is completely closed. So anything that is in the adjoining room, so does not become tamei. Or any person who is in the adjoining room does not become tamei, even though in the next room there is a mess, as long as the door is closed. Even though the door is not completely closed. Now it's a little open, you know, sometimes you close the door, but it's a little open. But as long as the opening is less than Pesach Tetrah, so then the tumah doesn't pass. So by Kricheres, so the tumah will pass, as long as it's not tightly covered. Even though the crack, the opening, the hole, is a tenth of a tetrah, a hundredth of a tetrah. So in order to be protected, it has to be some possible. It has to be covered by some possible. So he says, the sheishke b'sala is not to hear it. So maybe it's mechuber. So it's like a beya. So even there is an opening, but if the opening is less than tefach, so that will protect the sheikhs. So it will not even come open. So it's also impossible to sell us a samikre. In other words, if water got passed into the sheikhs and then drip down the mikre, it doesn't pass the mikre because it's not a kale. How you so clean the chibro b'sik? Suppose it was a tolish dike, sheikhs. Mimalimbo, kachimbo, mazimeno. It's a kale. It's not some puzzle. It tastes less a mikre. If any water passed into it and then it dropped into the mikre, so it showed the mikre is puzzle. Mikubo mumato in Nazad, the yechilu ikabu mayim kol shein is ksheiro. Suppose the tolish ikesheikes, which is a kale, has a neker. So originally it was a kale. Now the question is, maybe the neker, the perforation, was mafkia de shemkir. So, if the neker is no matter in the shrine, in the ground of the shekels, of the kilowatt, or is the naked is in the wall of the kilowatt. I have to finish drinking the water here in order them to use it for demonstrating something. So if, let's say, you have a naked in the shrine of the kilowatt, so then it's Mahatiya Vishen Kiru. Suppose you have a naked, you have a naked in the wall of the Kiru, here. So it depends. If the naked is very high up, according to the Raspsha, the most shame, so no matter how large the naked is, but if it's very high up in the wall, some melee beneath the neket is a good kele, because it can preserve mashke after the neket. Suppose you have neket here, even if the neket is gishveras anem, so you can't use the cup to fill it up with water, you'll just fill it up to the neket, you see, and it will be preserved. It will be preserved. But suppose the neket, so the shantili is not broken. In the naked, so suppose some rainwater comes into that cave and it has naked up here, so it's preserved beneath the naked. So beneath the naked, it has a shan cave, so it becomes short. But suppose the naked is very low in the world, mam is somuch to the shalai, so low in the wall that on account of the naked, so not even a mash of water could be preserved. You see, if the naked is here, so then water could be preserved up to here. But if the naked is mamish adjacent to the shamayim, so could a drop of water be preserved? Not even a drop of water could be preserved. So melee doesn't have a shekel. So what halacha is mentioned here? I mean, what halacha is mentioned here according to most Rishayim? We'll see. I mean, the other Rishayim who explain it differently, even the Rambam explained it differently. But according to most Rishayim, what halacha is mentioned here? The halacha that is mentioned here is now. Rearrange all this for you. Okay. Now, what halacha is mentioned here? That if you have a kilei which has a nekev, and let's say the nekev is large enough to be mafkia kabbalah stone, to be mafkia b'shem kele. But if the neket, the kemetzerim, that's the largest neket in kele, kemetzerim, large enough so that the pamblet is a very large fruit, will fall through it. That's the largest neket mentioned in the Mishnah's kele. So, but if the neket kemetzerim happens to be high in the Dei Nakli, so that it will still enable the kele up to this neket to preserve something. You cannot fill it up to here, but you can fill it up to here, because the neket is only here. So then, the portion of the kele beneath the neket is considered to have a shem kele. The uppermost portion of the kele is a shiva kele. In other words, that if you have a neket high in the deitna kli, so then it's considered like two kele. The lower portion of the kele has a shem kli. The upper portion of the kele does not have a shem kli. Not a shem kli. And this thing is mentioned in the two and in Chabar and Yotas and Tila Shabbat. And this is the Shita of most of Shema. But they are the Shema of Achim. Now, suppose you have a cup in which you have a hole in the cup. Can you use it for Nitzvah Sudat? Let's say there is a naked up here. Up here. But, see, the naked is only up here, so you can fill up this cup with these up to here. And the these will not leak out. Will not leak out. Can you use this cup for Nitzvah Sudat? Can you use this cup for Nitzvah Sudat? So the tour and the Mechava pass, it all depends how you use the cup. Now, I don't want to make a naked here for two reasons. First of all, it's not so easy for me in this condition to make a naked. That would require a lot of strength on my part to make a naked. And then, why should I screw the cup? I'll be mazik. So, I'm not making the naked in the cup up here, but just imagine there is a naked here, you see, in the upper most portion of the cup. Now I fill it up with water up to here, and I want to use it for the Thursday. Can I use it for the Thursday? Suppose I use it for the Thursday. Can I eat in that category? So the tool and the Mechaba say it all depends how it is. If you pour from the top like this, so then the Tzedayim is no good. Because this, the portion of the Kele above the Nekev is a Shiva Kele. The portion of the Kele beneath the Nekev is a non-broken Kele. In other words, it's two Kele. Suppose you have a giant cat from here till the ceiling. And in the uppermost portion of the dolphin of the kettle, you have a hole. So it really means that the kettle consists of two kele. One kele is represented by the lower portion beneath the neck. That's an unbroken kele. And then the upper portion above the neck. So that's a shita kele. So if you pour the water from the top, so then the Tzedayim is no good, because the water is poured on your hands, not only from the whole kele, but from the broken kele too. But suppose you are careful to pour the water through this hole, so only water from the lower portion, which is an unbroken kele, is poured over your hand. So then the Tzedayim is good. So what is the shita of the tool? And most fishing. Could be this. That if you have a nekev in a kele, in the upper portion of the dayfen, then our begin is considered like a double kele. Two kele. The lower portion of the kele is unbroken, outwardly, and the upper portion is a shiva kele. Kufin test. The tool says, if you have a tool, so it will be worthwhile to look at it. And even when you're dying, Elomikli, I will call a killing shame, Echakriyavoni, Ukri Glory, Ukriyadomo. I heard a psak from a Mesh Fanshi, which I don't understand, and mainly I'm very skeptical whether a Mesh Fanshi passed. I heard a psak, many mentioned to me, that a Mesh Fanshi passed, you cannot use, let's say, this kind of cup. Because it has to be a precaution. A glass, a container, you know. But a paper cup is not a precaution. I can't understand it. I don't even understand how a relation passes that way. Seems to be contrary to what the Torah says. It doesn't have to be a kosher. It can be a kli growing. Can somebody tell me that it's mentioned by Hashem explicitly the kli growing can be used for the first time? That the kli growing is more than the kosher than the paper cup. No one could convince me. I'm very skeptical whether the Moshe passed in that way, but still, many people say it in the name of the Moshe. Now, in order to understand the first line, you have to know a little bit in Tume, in Kale. Now, as far as Kabbalah's Tume of Kelim is concerned, so it varies from the use of the Kelim. Let's say, if you have it with Haz, first of all, it varies between the Haz and the Eids and the Matras, you know. But then, even in the Haz itself, it varies. If a certain Haz is set aside for keeping fluids in them, you know, certain Kelim are set aside for containing fluids, let's say like glasses, cups, you know, not solid foods, but for fluids. So if the heretz that is used, that is aiming for mashke, so how large must the neker be in order to matkia b'shemkele? If it's used for mashke, if the neker is large enough to be kinis mashke, if it's large enough so that water could come through it. But suppose it is so small that it would be made see mashke. Mashke will be capable of leaking out, but not large enough to be machnis mashke, then the shemkele is not work. So, if you use for washing, so he says, innately you're dying, and that's the shield of Kabbalah's Tume for the Heres that is used for containing fluids. So it's that shield. Because in Jewish society you use mashke, you don't use solids in pouring over your hands. So mele, if the kele has a neket large enough for water to come in through that neket, so then you cannot use it for Nitya Siddhar. Perushim yosimu yisera mashki yichnisu b'seichi darach ha-neket v'hu kodeyo m'neket sh'amashki sh'yisechakli yeitzim bei oz botle Nitya Siddhar. ואינקל ממנו ידיים, ואפילו אם הוא מרזיק רביס מן הנקב הוא למעט. In other words, the נקב is high up, here. And beneath the נקב, you can fill up with the רביס. And it will not leak out, because it's high up, so you cannot use it from the first time. במדבר אמורים, בהם מילה, שנקל דרך במילה. If you use it like this, if you pour the water through the top, not through the hole in the hill. So mele, when you pour the water comes from the Shiva Kele too, because the upper portion of the Kele is the Shiva Kele. Behandel shenekel be'achpil v'maylo, imashem imenu me'aneket v'maylo, imi choshet kikli. But suppose you are careful to pour the water through the neck, not through here, so then the water comes only out from the lower portion of the neck, not the upper portion of the neck. The lower portion of the keli is a separate keli. It's two keli. The upper portion has a sheva, but the lower portion has no sheva. It sounds a little mystical, but it's very reasonable. Since the lower portion of the keli fulfills all the functions of an unbodied keli, it just doesn't look so nice, doesn't look so fancy, but it fulfills all the functions. So the lower portion of the keli is considered as an unbodied keli. Then how about the upper portion? That's a separate keli. That's a separate keli. That's the psak of the two. And this is how the Mechaber and the Rambam pass. Simen Kufin Tess Sifal Eleitno Yadayim Elo Bikli Yichol Akev Nishere Atu Yitlidlolim Ukloyavonim Ukloyadomo Yitzorik Shei Marzit Vavis Vimnika Bikenis Mashke Haimesh Yosimo Yisei Almashkin Yikonso Yisei Derech Hameke Yuhubodeyo Yinekev Shamashkin Shemzahakim Yitzin Os bottom with their sleep. They make them in memory of dying, but he will mouse it to me if they are making them out. See, babies. The Hamanile, she made till their pee with Milo. She mashing in memory and make them go Milo in a hush of the queen. The needs are she in a mind boiling out in a tree. I would make till their naked if the water is poured, spilled, and your hands to the naked. So it doesn't come out from the upper portion, only from the lower portion. The lower portion is an unbroken, intact tail. Kim Shemazit for this in Menu Ulimah. Now, so if you look in the Bila Gor, I don't know the Bila Gor, it's not necessary to know. If you look in the Bila Gor and the system, you'll see that they mention that the Rashbo is hurt. And the Bila Gor says that the Rambam is also hurt. The government of Iran, I don't want to go into discussion of the Rambam prescribed, because that will take way too much time. The Rashbo, all the Niskirim say is Chelek. The Rashbo. But the Kor says that the Rambam is also Chelek. In other words, what's the Sheet of the Rashbo? The Sheet of the Rashbo is that if you have a Kele, that if you have a Kele, and you have an eke high in the dayfen, so then you don't consider it like two kele, it's one kele. So the whole kele is considered a sheva kele, even the lower portion. That's the machlekes between the Rashi and the Now, could the Rashi agrees here with the sheet of the two? Most shame. And it's Pashtas HaMishni in his declaration. Because the Mishni says, in other words, if the Sheikas is Tosh, it's a real Kele. And so then any water that comes into the Sheikas becomes Shor. Then the Mishni says, suppose it has an Eke. Then the Mishni discusses how large must the Eke be. But whatever the size of the Eke is, if it has a nekev, a substantial nekev, whatever a substantial nekev is, so then, the shamkiri is poka. If it has a nekev in the shalaya, so the shamkiri is poka. Or if it has a nekev in the daytime, so low that on account of the nekev, not a mash of water could be preserved in the keder. That means the nekev is right here, you see, adjacent to the shemayim, because the nekev is here, so that water could be preserved up to here. So, doesn't the Mishnah corroborate the true shite that when you have a nekev high in the daypen, so then it's considered like two keli. The lower portion is considered unbroken keli, sorry, a real keli, and the upper portion is considered a shiva keli. Now, there we have been told Siddayim, so we have a cool emanating from the chicken. Here we have a humra emanating. You see, over there, on account of the fact that the lower portion is a separate keli, and that's unbroken, so because of that, you can pour water to the nekev, high in the vapor. But here, the result is a humra. So, in other words, so the Mishnah says, so that is Mikubo Mumato in Minatzad, the Hilo Mikabo Mayim Koshein is Ksheo. Is Ksheo. So what does it mean, Ksheo? What does it mean, Ksheo? It means Ksheo that the Shemtil is blocked. In the case where the nekev is Rai Mamesh, so then actually it couldn't be preserved. But even if the nekev is Medeifen, but so low that beneath the nekev could not be preserved a drop of water, so it also should be done. But suppose the nekev is here, since it could preserve water beneath the nekev, so maybe any water that comes into the shikis, you show? Why? It's a chumre. Because the lower portion is a separate keli. So, it's a separate keli. So here we have a chumre. Doesn't that corroborate the shita of the two? Alright. So what would the Rashba do? Alright, it's a kasha. Pichamuyi yibineke. First, the Mishnah said that what is mafkia de shemtele? A nekev in shalayim amesh, or a nekev very low in the daypen, so low that beneath the nekev no water could be preserved. But then, how large must the nekev be? The chamo yie be nekev kishishverah. Now last week I told you that there are two pshat in the Chamoyeh Nekev Yishveras. One pshat is that the Chamoyeh Nekev Yishveras does not have reference to the Reish. That discusses a separate thing. It will be voice. But not in regard to the Reish. Insofar as kashering the keli, so that any water that gets into the keli does not become Shobi's concern, so it doesn't have to be so large as far as I know. Even a naked mashu in the shulai will be maktiya the shemtele. Because if you have a naked in the shulai, so it will be maktiya the shemtele. Even if it's less than the size of the shvarasame. But where does the Mishnah say, what case will the Mishnah say that the effect of the nekev is only takes place if it's large enough first and eight? That's the Gabriel mikveh. It's another idea. Suppose you have a mikveh. You have here a mikveh. And then you have a kele adjacent to me. Adjacent. And that kele has a neck through which water from the mikveh flows into the kele. And we want to be tevel imachat in that kele. So there is a loch veil mikvoyes kishras anei. In other words, if you have a neke in the kele through which water from the mikve flows into the kele, so that is niare, the water in the mikve with the water in the kele. And when you amadu a kele in the kele, it's considered as if you are immersed in the mikve. Eu mikvoyes kishveras anei. The same aloha as you have, let's say, a mikveh shol adjacent to a mikveh kshero, and there is a wall interposed, but in the wall there is a nekev, a whole kishveras anei. So then the shol of the mikveh becomes any shol, because it becomes integrated with the kosher mikveh. So this is what the mission is for. Not ligabu ma'im shuvim, but ligabu mikvos. That's one mission. And the Gemara in Yevamos mentions this mission ligabu mikvos. So one pshat of Hashem means that when the Mishnah says "Yechamayi nekish farasanei," it doesn't relate to the reishe, to nikubu milmato. So it's ksheo, "Yechamayi nekish farasanei." No, if it's nikubu milmato, so it's ksheo. Even the nekish is mashu, ksheo in the sense that any water if there is a nekish mashu in the shavai. So any water that comes in into a kele does not become shol. But in order to be me'arevet with the mind in the mikveh adjacent to it, then the nekev has to be kishras. Alright, now let's see that. Then there is another pshat that even vis-a-vis shol, so when will it kasher the kele so that water that enters the kele and will not become shol, only the nekev milmato is as large as the kishrasanei. But suppose it's less than the kishrasanei, then the water that will come in will not become shol. This is shazam. Now the Rashi. Somebody goes real drilling here. What is it? He's born in hope, in battle. What's he doing? Hashiki shem selah, if the cave is a spark, Ishmiyo bishom perashiyo. The major portion of the same Mishnah is mentioned in Paul. Not the whole Mishnah, but the first half at least is mentioned in Paul. The Chamo Yed Neket, the Chile Mashma Da'arei Shekot. In other words, like the second Pshat that I mentioned. Chamo Yed Neket Uvadri Mitiraski, Shem Yipse Oez Hamikve Mitam Shiko. Even if the Neket is in the Shavai Mamesh, only if it's as large as the Shavaras Mitam. Kishveras Neid, Ubishamaya Shmit Hasrubo. So Pastor Krishna Vishnu indicates that Kamaleva's method relates to the attention. The Pastor Krishna Vishnu. But from Vinodini Vamana, Sri Vinodini Vamana mentioned Chaitanya's spirit in connection with devotee prayer, in connection with the Kaila that is adjacent to a mikre and has a hole in it, through which water from the mikre flows into the Kaila. So then the Vinodini Vamana says, you can, if the neck is Ishvarasamayi, you can be tabled in the Kaila. Because when you are tabled in the Kaila, it's considered as if you are tabled in the Kaila. So mainly it's a raya from the Vinodini Vamana that Kamali the neck does not relate to the intervention. But the Pashtas Loshanish tends to indicate that it relates to the region. Mufishita the Maslis Mashma Daiva Vishikas Shem Kalea Maya Mahicha to Shem and Shem when you show me the seal Achi Yoki to Shara Sadei to Bishama Achi of the school. Of the set Nami Kedlo Haishura the Shifaras Union showing gifts of Samik. The Shemo Suge di Gomez Kimandoma Buddhisette, that the Nokuf Kimulahat in Pesel Samik. As the Rash will point out in the Dissected, there is a Machlekes Tanoid. In the case where you have the Nekev less than Shvifaras Hanei in the Shovayim of the Kela, and then water comes into the Kele, and then it drops, it goes into the Mikve. Is the water show as a result of passing through that Kele that had a naked in the Shavayim less than the Sairi Shvarasanei or not? So there is a Machlokes Tanoim. One Tana says that if you have a naked in the Shavayim, even a naked mashu, so it's mafkia de shenkele, so that water that passes through that kele that has a naked mashu in the shulayim does not become shul. Not become shul. And one time it says that if the naked is less than kenshifera samei, then it still has a shenkele. And any water that passes through it, isho. So the more any vomes probably agrees, accords with the mandoma and the tisepte, that as far as being maftia, the psulap show, so naked mashu, isholayim, is also maftia. So that's why the more any vomes says that this in the Mishneh applies to the Mikvois, not to the Abishur. But according to the other Tane, it applies to the Shur. The Shema Supi Yivonis from Rome is said that the Nokot in Mulacha to Pesach Samich, while Kochin Hocha Tone with the Shekesi, in the name of the Mikvois, the Shekesi, and then Chaluo, שתחס צינר המחלויח מים נאו, והוא יסון נתחי שקסיר, לכל פער שבירושלים נעשה סלגבו, שגבוי נזיר. ואיסי טרס, והוא יבי שקס ממסו, אבל נתחי שולם הוא יבי צידו, ומיישקס בסעבים בי, דרך נקד בשביל פרס, וכל מוקים תאים על השעס, ששינו פשט למסס. Because the פשט is לא שנה נשנה, tends to indicate that the Hamoyei B'neket relates to the Reisha. Ligabi Shur. Alright. Now, Tanya B'Giset. Kasteli HaMechalik Mayi B'Koch Moyunokov Kishvera Sanei in Pesel Sanei. In love, peace, and salvation. Halacha zu So, when the Niazye, they came to Eretz Yisrael, and the Sholish Rigolim to Yavne, so we see that there was a practice, because after all, the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael applies to the Samidosh, and the Samidosh is Kaya, certainly doesn't apply after Chum B'Samidosh, and certainly not to Yavne, only to Yerushalayim were in B'Samidosh. So, but there was a prevailing practice by Jewish messes to go up to Yavne, because Yavne had a Beis Mikdash. So Mele, there was a minute, a prevailing practice to go for Yom Teh to Yavne. So Mele, they asked all kinds of shilas to Neazi. So the Neazi, all of Neazi shows she go in Yavne. The Rebbe Shlishi Yichshiru Alehem. After the no Giants in Yavne were not quick to pass Mishayas. They were capable of passing Mishayas as much as the Poskim today. Today, every young Pesach is ready to pass all Shayas. Shabbos, Mikvoyim, Kashvas, in Shluchos Domi, everything. I mean, you see that the Chachom in Yavne, so it took them 3 regolim to render a Pesach. And today, people are so quick. All he has to do is to call up Rav Moshe Feinstein, and even though he can't talk to Rav Moshe Feinstein, but he'll talk to a Krishishi. Someone heard from Rav Moshe Feinstein's grandson. He heard from Rav Moshe that this is out. And then they'll pass him for all Jews. You're about to carry, you're about to do this. Such a chaos. You see, I mean, that the giants in Yavne were so careful to pass Mishaile. The first regal, they refused to pass. The second regal, they refused to pass. The third regal, they decided to pass Mishaile. Alright. Now, so the regal Shlishi, so the Chachmei Yavne were Machshelen Atul Nokut Kimachat. In other words, it doesn't become shol if there is a naked mashu in the shulayim of the castle of the keil. Omer Rabbeza Baradesi, halochezu horesi bireni. There is a mistake, not the mitar, but bireni. Uchshebosu, uchshebosi is chaverai, omru li yocher esu. במדבר ממורי מן הצד, אבל למטו אין פייסי לסביקה. אם הוא יום יקבל כלשהו מן הנקת ולמטו, פייסי לסביקה. pocket here, you see the opinion, suppose he blocks out the naked with plaster and with binyan in a place of food. Because that is not in battle of the naked. We see the vicopsis, that is used in blocking up the naked. So it becomes like a non-broken tail. Pesel samuki. Al-gabi orets, al-gabi si, vicopsis, ishimira, vichy, minasdodin, in a pesel samuki. Pek. Bamedvam amurin atzat. Calls them Dibri Chabero, Shompo Le Yoke Orenso, Ibamed Lom Amurim Shepesel Bineke, Tinwe Machat, Achehebe Kishifera Saneid, Minatat, Agon Maneke, Bishule Yakastro in Numato, in a Pesel as a Mikve, Bineke Tinwe Machat. So how does the Rash explain this effect? The Bermed Vorin Amur Min Atzad implies that the Chaverim of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, Yofei Reiso. What did Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi say? In Rimi, he passed it, that even a naked, Mashu, that even a naked mashu, so he is machshir the shake, the castor in the shaker, the kelim, so that any water that comes into the shaker, the castor in, does not become show. A naked mashu in the shawai. That was the psak by a blessing of this. So his chaverim said, you pass with well, because the medrash amurim that we say that if the naked is less than shifaras aneid, so then it still becomes show until it is as large as shifaras aneid. Only the naked is in the deifer. But if the nekev is in the shalayim, so then it doesn't pass, it doesn't become show, it doesn't pass the mikveh. Even if the nekev is less than shalayim. That's the pshat by the Rashi. Bamed lo amurim atzad, or the nivra bina shemun yofei reisa. Bamed lo amurim shepisu the nekev, kimurim achat, Achei as an eight, if it's less than as an eight, it still becomes show in a tzad, if it's in the eight. Avo, in a neke vishule a kastoi, no mato, in the shulai, mamesh, in a place of a mikve, be neke kimoi machat. This is the gas a place that if it is in the Shulayim, then the doctor passed. It's very strange, because the logic is the other way. So he says, well, in Tochen, no matter what it is. Then the deceptive continues. V'imoy omikabil koshu, k'lema kishinokuf natsad, kishviferes, v'goveya mi'at na Shulayim, shivkabil mayim koshu, is pesos. In other words, if so according to the Rashi Pshat Deceptive, the Deceptive is saying three awards, three situations. One situation is when the Nekev is in Shulayim Mamesh. So then if the Nekev is in Shulayim Mamesh, then it kashas the Kele, so that the water that comes into it is natural, even if the Nekev is much, much smaller than Shulayim. That's one situation. The other situation is where the naked is very high in the day. So then it never kashas the mikveh and the mayim, the kelim. So then even if the naked is 10 times as large as Yisrael's name, 100 times as large as Yisrael's name. But even the Nekev is so high, doesn't have to be very high. It's high enough so that the marshal water could be contained beneath the Nekev. So then the lower portion of the shakers of the castle is considered as an unwalking kele. So really any water that comes into the kele is considered choke. So these are two extreme situations. One extreme situation is where nekif is mamesh in shalai, so then meaning nekif mashu prevents the water from coming into the kele, from that comes into the kele from becoming choke. The other extreme situation is the other pole, where the nekev is in the daypen, but not very low in the daypen. It is high enough so that the mash of water could be preserved beneath the nekev. So then, even a larger nekev in Shvar Zanei will not kasha the kele. Then there is an in-between situation, where the nekev is in the daypen, but not high in the daypen, very, very low in the daypen. So low, right here, adjacent to the shulayim. Adjacent to the shulayim. So in other words, so low that not a drop of water could be preserved below the daypen. In other words, if it is not so low in the daypen, so then, so that that a little bit of water could be preserved beneath the nekev, then it's treated like two kele. So maybe it's still part become show. The water beneath the nekev is show, is in the show. But if it is very low in the daypen, it couldn't be considered two kele, because not a drop of water could be preserved beneath the nekev. So then, if there is a nekev Yisrael Sanei, then it kashas the kele. But if the nekev is less Yisrael Sanei, then the water that comes into it becomes. So all the Mephoshim raise the question, all the Achreim, the Mephoshim of Mishnah, raise the question again in the Rashi. On the surface, it doesn't even make sense. Why should there be a difference between the nekev in Shalayim Mamesh and the nekev in the daypen, but so low in the daypen that not a drop of water could be preserved neither? So how is it that if the nekev is in the Shalayim Mamesh, then a nekev mashu in Kasha's the Kele. Even Rashi doesn't know. If the Nekev is the day, but adjacent to the Shulayim, so close to the Shulayim that not a drop of water could be preserved beneath the Nekev, then Nekev Mashu doesn't Kasha the Kele, but only a Nekev that is as large Eshvazim. I mean, the nekev adjacent to the Shalayim, so low that not a drop of water could be preserved, the little nekev should have the same status as the nekev in the Shalayim Mamesh, according to common sense. Alright. Now, Rabbeinu gives a very good text, a remarkable explanation on the Rashi. Now it's at verse 12, right? Right?
Yeah.
So I still have 10 minutes, right? I always figure out to cover more ground than I do. I don't know why. Is it because I'm big up things? Maybe that's it. Thank you. You should go with us. Now, by the way, I might forget, I would like to give you shiur. I give you shiur on Thursday, because we are very much behind in progress on Thursday. This Thursday, and the Thursday of the following week, so there will be two shiurim in employees these weeks. Anyway, so you should go over the Rebbe and the Rambam, but I'll just mention the part on the Rashi. So he mentions in Mishneh in Poro Perke. Now turn to Poro Perke. Mishnah Zayin. Alright. The first letter of the Mishnah is the same as here. So we can just run through it by reading. Hashekis, Paul Perikei Mishnah Zayin. Hashekis Shebisela, Imaumbo, Imkachimbo, Imazin Neno, Imslichotom Post, Imbisela Sassamit. Please of you, the people of the seed, Imaumbo, Imkachimbo, Imazin Neno. So far is the same thing like the first half of the Mishnah. Then something Nifomema. Suppose you have an eke in the Shulayim of the Kiyon Upokiko Bismar, and then you plug that with a piece of bread, the hole in the Shulayim, in the ground of the Kiyon. Hamayim shebiseicho sul. So the mayim that you filled up, that kele are unsuited, not fit for mechatos. Because in order to be suited for mechatos, so it has to be filled up in the kele. And since it has a leke, so the shinkil is poka. So even though he plugged it, but a piece of bread is not the bottle of the neck. It's not the bottle of the neck. So nipom mato, upoki kovismato, hamayim shebisilcho psuli, itin sheino naguri. Itin sheino naguri kli, because it doesn't have the shinkil. The expression I do. Suppose the nekev occurred not in the Shulayim of the Kehle, but in the Kehle of the Kehle. And then he said, and he plugged it, he blocked it with a piece of rag, Upokiko bismachut, Hamayim shebiseicho ksherim. So then the water that is filled up in that Kehle can be used for mechatos. Because it has a shame. Strangely, so the Rosh in Poro applies it to a nekev that is Matia Kabolsky. Let's say if it's Bukharas, and if it's Kikines Mashke, if it's used for Mashke, so if you have a nekev, Kikines Mashke, so then it's mafkia kabolstume, it's mafkia pshehe. So that's why the ratio of the mission says, nikom mato upokiko dismautu hamayim shetzeho psuri, because you can make it large enough to mafkia kikenis mashke, so large enough to mafkia pshehe. Some may lay it's not fit for mechatos, even though he tried to block it with a piece of bread, but a piece of bread is not a proper thing that can back your neck. So it's still considered as the neck is there. And it seems the Nekev is large enough in Kines Mashke, so it's Mafir HaBoros Tumeh. So it doesn't have the Shem Pele, doesn't have Shem Pele. It cannot be used for Nechato. Why does the Sefer say that in the Nekev is Mitzad, Upokiko Bismatu, Hamayim Shepisiho Ksirim, Nishmatum Tri? The answer is, the Sefer is reference to the Kines, when the Nekev is Natsad, but not very low in Natsad. Not very low in Natsad. In other words, it is high in the Beifen. So high that beneath the Beifen, enough Maim Chaim can be preserved to be used and as Azoyek, our Gabe Mei Mesit. So is this Halacha, that if you have the Nekev high the Beifen, so that you could preserve water beneath the Beifen, beneath the Nekev, so then it's considered like a double Kele. The lower portion is unbroken Kele, and the upper portion is a broken Kele. So he, as long as the Nekev in the Tzad is high enough, So that mind could be preserved beneath the Nekev. So the lower portion of the Kele is an unbroken Kele, a Shem Kele. So it can be used from the Chatos as long as the Nekev is high enough for the Beifen. So that the water that can be preserved below the Nekev will be sufficient to be mazi yaot meis. How much you need in order to mazi? Very little. So it's kosher. That's how the Rosh is. But if you look up the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah in Paul, not going on this side, and the Rambam in Chazoko, where he passes this Mishnah, in Pirush Vodmuch, Paul, Halacha Vov, he doesn't explain it like the Rosh. Whereas the Rosh applies the Mishneh to a Nekev that is large enough to be Makia Kaboris Tume, the Rambam applies it, it appears from Rosh Rambam, that the Mishneh is referenced to a very small Nekev that is only Kineitzi Mashke, not the Kines Mashke. It's only large enough so that water could leak out with it Nekev. But no water could penetrate with that thing. So the Shem Kele is not for our question arises. Why? If the Shem Kele is not for in the Nekev here, that he was painting his mouth, who was less than this much yet. So why does the Mishnah say, a man should say, absolutely? So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says, and that's the Rosh Rambam in Chazokon, Pelikov in Chazokon, Halacha Vov, that the reason as to why it's possible for Mechatos, because since the Nekev is in the Shulayim, so Mele, the water that is in the Kele, is considered not to be Munach in the Kele, but it's considered to be Munach or Gavikar. You have a Nekev here. So even though you plugged it, suppose you didn't plug it with a piece of bread, where would be the water? Here? No, or here. It would be on the floor, on the ground. But it's not on the ground because it's blocked, it's plugged with a piece of bread. But a piece of bread is not more vital than a kid. So maybe it's considered as if it hadn't been plugged with the people by a piece of bread. So the mayim that is on the ground of the Kele is considered obdin to be on the ground of the karaki. So the mayim is not minach of the Kele. The mayim is minach of the karaki. The mayim is minach. The mayim is minach of the karaki. So Mashenke in the Nekev is in the Tzad. So then the mind that is Nekele is not considered to be an Avikar. If the Nekele is in the Shavayim Mamesh, so then the mind is considered to be Munach in the Karke. So it's possible in the Chabos. It has to be mind that is Munach in the Kele. But if the Nekele is in the Deker, so then the Nekele is considered to be Munach in the Kele. Not in the Karake, upon which the Kele stands. That's how he explains the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam says it, but it's not so explicit. The Rambam explains. So mele, he applies this halacha to the Rashi. The Kashi against the Rashi was, how does the Rashi distinguish between a naked in Shulayim Mamesh? So there, a naked mashu kashes it so that water that comes into the kele does not become shol. And the neke in the deifen, but so low the deifen that it couldn't preserve any water beneath the neke. So then, if the neke is mashu less than shveras anei, then it does become shol. But if it is shveras anei, then it doesn't become shol. So he says, Rambam says, the aloche of eruv mikvoi is shveras anei. And what is it based? Because if there is a naked kishveras aneid, then the water that is in the kele is considered to be on the tarake outside the kele. So mele, if it is the naked is natsat, and if it's less in shveras aneid, so then it's still show. Because it does not, it's not maftia the shemkei like this. It's not maftia the shemkei. But if the neket is kishvaras anei, so then it's considered as if the water that is inside the kele, as if it had been on karke, munach on karke, outside the kele. So that's why it is not, it doesn't become shol. Because the water is not munach in the kele. The water that entered the kele is considered through the nekev or shveras anei. The water in the kele is considered like munach outside the kele. Inasmuch as that nekev can be mi'arev mayim that is in the karke outside the kele, with the mayim that is inside the kele. Let's see how we explain that. But for Thursday, go over the Torah. And then, sorry, just 1 minute. So, for Thursday, you should go over the very Kamish. Now is the first time that I'm giving a big assignment, first time. Pei Chamishi in the Rambam Nore, and try to go over the Rashi, over as many Mishnas as you can. But you have to go over the Chiddushi Akris and that Rambam in the Kodesh.
Shir Yud Ches Mishnayos Mikvaos Medrash Shavuot Chav Ches Adar Yud Heitav Shemem Hey March 21st, 1985
on Thursday. And the Mishnah of Mishnah Hey. Now the Rambam the Mishnah doesn't say anything. Just a few lines doesn't say anything. But the Rambam has offered that we have to go. Thank you. sorry that I didn't tell you to go over, look over at Chaim and this evening. I'm sorry. Very sorry. Alright. Now, let's turn to the Rambam Yer Chazoko. Perikvov, Yefer Rambam. Perikvov, Haloche Gimul, Haloche Dalet, and Haloche Ches. Three Rambams. Now, Perikvov, Haloche Gimul. Hashenki shebisela that's mechubeh in mechubeh v'kishenkes in the place of samikre in v'shein o'klik. So if any mayim gets in, passes into the shenkes, then it comes down into the mikre, so it's not chol. Avol kli shechibri v'bisela, suppose originally it was a polish v'kishenkes, it was a kli, then he installed it into the cellar. Paisila Samik, because it had a Shemikuli Tolush. So Mele continues to have a Shemikuli. Tolush is a Fripre, have a Tolush. So Mele, it puzzled the Mikri. Apal Pisha Fripre, B.C. Nikvo, Nilmato, Natsad. Kishishveras hanei, kshero ve'ino piseles es hamik. Kshero ve'ino piseles es hamik. Now, if it's nikvo mumato or inatzad, kishveras hanei, kshero ve'ino piseles es hamik. Ve'ino piseles es hamik. So, now, that's the Mishnah, right? It's our Mishnah. Now we have to consider the Rambam very, very carefully. And I'll tell you, because of the Ravel law, so the Rambam becomes even more complicated. Even more complicated. Now, not that the Ravel law is not good, I think it's one of the best but the Rambam becomes usunsi. But the Pashtus Haloshon of the Rambam indicates that the Rambam doesn't distinguish between a neker in the Shulayim, a neker min hatzad, or, you see, other Rishayim, the Rash, for example, the Rosh, distinguishes in the case of the Nekev, in Atzad, in the Deif Nekev, whether it is very low in the Deif or it is high in the Deif. If the Nekev is very low in the Deif, according to the Rash and the Rosh, then it will kasha the Kele, so that water that comes into it will not be shown if the nekev is Shveras Ameit. But if it's less than Shveras Ameit, then it will not kasha the kele, so that the water will not become shown. Even if it is very low in the daytime, so that no water could be preserved, not even a drop of water could be preserved below the neck. But if it's high in the daytime, then no matter how large nekev is, the nekev could be kimeitzi rimei, or kimeitzi grapefruit, that's more than a rimei. I mean, no matter how large the nekev is, if below the nekev a mash of water could be preserved, then it's not mafkir l'shem kli. Why? Because the lower portion of the kele is an unbroken kele. An unbroken kele. Like the shikas atur in the rechaim simen kufnites. But does the Rambam distinguish between in Nekev, in Atzad, relatively low near the Shemayim, so that no water could be preserved below the Nekev, or in Nekev, in Atzad, high in the Deifen, high in the Deifen, that water could be preserved below the Nekev. It doesn't make any difference. Now the question is, but the Mishnah appears to make a distinction. So because the Mishnah says, the Mishnah, Nikubam Lumato Oyim Natsar, V'yichayla Nikabo Mayim Kol Shneim Kshayla. So it says, V'yichayla Nikabo Mayim Kol Shneim. If there is no difference between the Nekev low in the day, high in the day, why did the Mishnah mention V'yichayla Nikabo Mayim Kol Shneim? Even the chiloi kabel mayim kosher, so is ksheyo. If there is bishlam according to the Rash and the Rosh, we understand. The Mishnah says if the chiloi kabel mayim kosher, then it's ksheyo if it is kishver as anei. But if it is chiloi kabel mayim kosher, so even if it is kishver as anei, or 10 times as large as kishver as anei, it's still psul. But according to the Rambam, The Rambam says, Nikvom Lumato Minatzad Kishveras Hanei Kshero. He doesn't say Minatzad Vein Yechiru Lekabo Mayim Kosher. Minatzad, even if it's Yechiru Lekabo Mayim. So it's Kshero. So the Pashtus Aloshim of the Rambam tends to indicate that he agrees with the Shite of the Rashbo in Tirshirayim. In other words, there's the machlokes between the two and the Rashbo. Suppose you have a nekev in the keleh, high in the deifrakli, and water could be preserved, a reverse water could be preserved below the nekev. Can you use that cup for a tzedakah if you pour it through the nekev, not through the top? So the two paskins and the mechaba paskins, you can. The Rashbo says you can't. What's the machlokes between the two and the Rashbo? What's the machlokes between the two and the Rashbo? The machlokes is if you have a nekev in the keila in the deifen, relatively high in the deifen, so that it could keep water below the nekev, is it considered one pli or it's considered two keila? The sheet of the two is, it's considered two keli. The lower portion of the keli is unbroken, and the upper portion of the keli is a broken keli, is a shallow keli. And the Rashboshi is, it's one keli. And the whole keli is considered broken. Even the lower portion of the keli. What does the B.R. Gross say in Simon Kufin test? He says that the Rambam Shite, the Gabriel Persidani, is like the sheet of the Rashi, and that seems to be the Rambam sheet here too, the Gabi Mikrois. Because the Gabi Mikrois, in order to pass it, the Mayim, because of an account of Shuvi, so it has to enter into something that has a Shem Kelev. And from the Pashto portion of Rambam, it's Mashma, that if there is a Nekev in a Tzad, Yishrad Asanei, regardless where the position is, whether it's low in the top or high in the top. So Mela in the Pisal is something there. But according to the Shite of the Tour, so if it's high in the Mikve, and water could be preserved, some water could be preserved below the Mikve, so the lower portion of the Kele should be considered as an unbroken Kele. So any water that comes into it should become so. So why does the Rambam say in the Sarah Samir? Alright. So the Rambam Shiti is like the Rashbo. But the Rashbo mentions that with Rabbi Mishri also. But that seems to be contrary to Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah means Nikuba Mumato in Natsar Yehino Yechilo Nikabu Mayim Kol Shem Mishri. The implication being that if it's the kubam in Atzad, the yechilo ikabu mayim kol shehu, so it's not kshelo, and the Rambam doesn't distinguish between in yechilo and yechilo ikabu mayim kol shehu. So So that's very difficult. It's very difficult. Now, but the Shitas Rambam seems to be, and all the posts say, Pe'achot, I didn't see one Achron that should be chayv. But they all say that the Shitas Rambam is like the Rashbo in Tosei Lai. Except that the Rashbo mentions that we got in Tosei Lai. So you could say he's made the Rashbo in Tosei Lai because Tzedayim is the whole thing is Midrabah. But he doesn't say Tzedayim Mikhe. And the Rambam mentions it not only Gavin Tzedayim, but even Gavin Mikhe. That if water passes through a keel, that as a naked fish, let us say, high in the day, and then that water goes down into the Mikhe is here. It's not true. It's 1 kilo, it's not 2 kilo. Even though water could be preserved, below the net. Now, I forgot to tell you to bring the meal here, maybe I did, or you should here, okay. I did tell you. Page 41 here, the Baruch, they say it. Umay se bishitisim shoysa b'Yerushalayim, v'yevem chulo shebitachtiso, v'hoyu samikuro kishver samayim, v'hoyu kol tare shebirushalayim minasa al gabo, rotsu leima, shoyu teivim madun, he said. Not only that he didn't tassel the water as shulim, but inside the shekes he could be madun. Even though it was a Tosh Dikikele originally, on account of the fact that there was a Nekev large enough to Shvara Sami. So he says, Al Meshoi Sei HaNekev היו מבטיחים את ירסלי, והיעקב פונים משית לזו את הצורך לימה, שמן הנקב ולמטו היו הרבה עם סוף, ויעקב ביטל את ירסלי עולו. It was so high in the deep end that beneath the nekev, our bone soul were preserved. So you could be mad grilled in that cave, in that chakis. You didn't have to be tailed in the mikveh that they joined in. You could be tailed there in that cave itself, even if there had been no mikveh adjoining it, adjacent. As long as below the nekev, Mem Sof could be preserved. The question is, how could you deal in the Kaleb? You have to deal with the Kaab. This is the Kaleb. The answer is, since high in the Deifen there is a Nekev Shveras Anei, so then it doesn't have the Shem Kaleb. But how about the lower portion of the Kaleb? So the Shita of the Beard is, it's not the Kaleb. So the Miri also agrees with the Shittas Rambam in Rashbo, and he goes even farther. The Rambam only says that if the water doesn't become shoal, if there is a Nekesh Varasanei, no matter how high in the Levin a Nekesh is. But the Rambam doesn't say that you can be tabled in the cave itself. The Miri goes one step farther, and he says you can be tabled in the cave itself as long as below the neke, Mem Sof can be kept. So we see a number of the Shein who are chilek on the Din Shchonoch, the Simen Kofim Tes, and in the Tur, Simen Kofim Tes. But the question is, as far as Mitzvah is concerned, so it's a Mishnah for Rashi's negative. Because the Mishnah says, Nikuva Mumatu Natsad Vinhilo Nikabu Mayim Kol Shem Shem. So the Mishnah emphasizes Vayna Yechilo Nikabu Mayim Kol Shem. The implication being, if it is Yechilo Nikabu Mayim Kol Shem, so Psulo. Why does the Rambam say that Nikuva Mumatu Natsad Kishvera Sanei Ksheira Vinhisar Sanei? My only one tells. I mean, I worked very hard on it. Because all the Achaim who discuss Jitas Rambam, they discuss Jitas Rambam, they point out what it is, but they don't say anything about the apparent stira between the Rambam and the Lashon HaMishnah. Unless the Rambam was not David, the expression, Vein Yechilu Mikabu Mayim Kol Shem. But I looked up many times, there is no such chiyos. There is no such chiyos. I mean, all the texts have that expression. The mikva mumata in a tzad, vein yechilu ikabu mayim kol shem shem. But there is only one explanation that I could think in respect to the Rambam Shita. And I don't think it's there. Because
Shir, Mishnayos, Mikvaos,